Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Thank you, member supporters. We're into the month of February, so today's program is a celebration of Black History Month, where I'll feature performances of incredible African-American divas of song. We begin today with a singer who caused a wave of excitement seldom seen in New York on the night of her historic town hall concert. Marian Anderson, the voice of a century that many singers later emulated to varying degrees of success, was decorated by presidents, admired by kings, honored by universities, and at a crucial point in our nation's history, embodied the hopes and spirit of an oppressed people with unparalleled dignity. As one of the country's premier recitalists, Anderson is an undeniable point of pride and source of inspiration for virtually all the great African-American singers to follow in the 20th century through to today. An unusual voice that could go from a full-bodied low D to a brilliant high C, it always had difficulty being classified. The great conductor Arturo Toscanini once declared to Anderson, "Yours is a voice one hears once in a century." We'll first listen to Anderson sing Sibelius's "Was It a Dream?" That will be followed by Schubert's "Der Toten das Mädchen," and finally, the spiritual "My Soul's Anchored in the Lord."
Thank you.
Listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're enjoying a special tribute to African-American divas. We turn now to a soprano who was the first recipient of the Marian Anderson Award, Camilla Williams singing Debussy's Bonsoir in a live 1952 recital performance with pianist Borisov Bazal. Singing and Other Sins celebrates Black History Month. We now turn to soprano Dorothy Maynor. Maynor was not only a true artist, but she happens to also be the founder of the Harlem School of the Arts, an important educational facility with a large Black and Latino student body where students study voice, piano, and other instruments. As one of the first African Americans to sit on the board of the Metropolitan Opera, and with her beautiful voice and charitable spirit, Maynor is certainly a singer to be remembered. Here she sings Brahms's Meine Liebe ist grün with pianist Arpad Zander. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins, a celebration of Black divas. We now turn to, arguably, the African-American soprano who made the most significant impact at the Metropolitan Opera, making it possible for others to follow in her path while at the same time setting the bar incredibly high. Leontine Price is truly an international star, even today, although long retired. Price ranks up there with other recognizable names, many of whom were her contemporaries, like Luciano Pavarotti and Joan Sutherland. At 90, you can catch the opera icon in a new documentary, The Opera House, where she discusses with ironclad memory her time at the Metropolitan Opera. She was the first female opera singer and the first Black opera singer to ever receive a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. Interestingly enough, there are only three other female opera singers who have ever received this award, and two others are featured on today's program. Care to guess who they are? While you reflect on that, or search for the answer with the aid of Google or Siri, I'll play for you two live recordings from Price's recital at Carnegie Hall with pianist David Garvey. Here she performs Strauss's Befreit, followed by the spiritual Ride On King Jesus.
Thank you.
Martina Arroyo, another recognizable opera star with a barrier-breaking career, is our next featured artist. She got her big break when she stood in for an indisposed Swedish soprano, Birgit Nilsson, at the Met in 1965. We'll listen to Arroyo sing Strauss's Beim Schlafen gehen from his four last songs. In this segment, we'll also hear Arroyo's friend, Grace Bunbury. Both Bunbury and Arroyo counted Maria Callas as one of their favorite prima donnas, but in truth, Bunbury and Arroyo were no less exciting nor talented. Bunbury was the epitome of a diva, in the best sense of the word. She lived an extravagant and flamboyant life as an international star, and of course, studied with the famed Lotte Lehmann, who instilled a love of leader into her. We'll hear Bunbury sing Wolf's Verborgenheit.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins, and now it's time for a musical sin to help transition us into the second half of the hour. We'll listen to a poetic excerpt, Still I Rise, by the poet and icon Dr. Maya Angelou, followed by jazz singer and pianist and another icon, Nina Simone, playing a solo piano version of You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. Many have heard the studio recording arrangement of this song, but few have heard Nina Simone's live performance from a 1962 concert in New York at the Vanguard.
Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so
thank you.
We return to our divas with a 1969 performance at the Edinburgh Festival of African-American mezzo-soprano Shirley Verrett singing Schumann's Er der Herrlichste von Allen from Frauenlieben und Leben with pianist Warren Wilson.
Er der Herrlichste von Allen, wie so milde, wie so gut. Holde Lippen, klares Auge, heller Sinn und fester Mut. So wie dort in blauer Tiefe, hell und herrlich Heer und Stern. Also ihr an meinem Himmel, hell und herrlich Heer und Stern. Deine Bahnen, nur betrachten deinen Schein, nur in Demut ihn betrachten, selig nur und traurig sein. Hören nicht mein stilles Beten, deinem Glücke mir geweiht, das mich niedre mag nicht kennen, o Stern der Herrlichkeit, o Stern der Herrlichkeit. Nur die würdigste von allen darf beglücken deine Wahl, und ich will dir, o segnen, viele tausend Mal. Ich bin nicht dran, sollte mir das Herz auch brechen. Brich, o Herz, was liegt daran? Ihr, der Herrlichste von allen, wie so Lippen, klares Auge, heller Sinn und fester Mut, wie so milde, wie so gut.
Our Black History Month celebration continues with two divas who have made significant contributions to song and opera. Firstly, if you recall earlier on today's program, I mentioned that Leontine Price is one of four female opera singers who've received the Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. Maria Callas is the one diva not included here today who's won the award, but two others are featured. The first was heard at the start of the hour, and you no doubt guessed was Marian Anderson. The other is the incomparable soprano with an expansive range, Jessie Norman, who along with Price probably best embodies the image of the diva. We'll hear Norman perform with pianist Philipp Moll Schubert's Gretchen am Spinnrad. That will be followed by another soprano with a completely different instrument, Kathleen Battle, who will perform with pianist Margot Garrett Rachmaninoff's Sing to Me Not. And for fun, we'll follow that up with the two sopranos battling it out in a duet from their famed Carnegie Hall Concert of Spirituals. He scandalized my name, and he's got the whole world in his hand.
Mein Arm, mein Sinn ist mir. met my sister the other day. I gave her my right hand. But just as soon as ever my back was turned, she scandalized my name. Now do you call that a sister?
No, no.
Do you call that a sister?
No, no.
Do you call that a sister?
No, no.
She scandalized my name.
Well. Let me tell you. Give her my right hand.
Go on.
But just as soon as ever my back was turned, she scandalized my name. Now do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
Well, do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
Well, do you call that a neighbor?
No, no.
She scandalized my name.
Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you. I met my deacon.
No.
The other day. I gave him my right hand. Mm. But just as soon as ever my back was turned,
he scandalized your name.
Now, do you call that a deacon?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you call that a deacon?
No, no.
Do you call that a deacon? My name.
You'll never believe it. But I met my preacher the other day. Give him my right hand. But just as soon as ever my back was turned,
truly,
he scandalized my name.
Oh.
Now do you call that a preacher? Well, do you call that a preacher?
No, no.
Well, do you call that religion?
No,
no.
He scandalized my name.
He scandalized my name.
The sun and the moon rise in his hand. He's got the sun.
I hope you enjoy today's Black History Month celebration featuring African-American divas of song. In truth, there are so many more divas who we could have spotlighted today, from Denise Graves to Barbara Conrad, from Roberta Alexander to Angela Meade. But regrettably, we simply ran out of time, so it's an excuse to do it again next year. I'll leave you with one final diva, African-American soprano Barbara Hendricks, who now calls Europe home. She performs Faure's Fleur Jetée with pianist Michel D'Alberto. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. I'll see you again on a future Singing and Other Sins. Aloha.
Yeah.